Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, count off para...
Okay, let's go.
Hey, nako.
Let's get the party started.
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Grabe naman ang tagal naman mag-count ng mga to.
Doing it off the bat. Welcome to the show. This is the Eavesdrop Podcast, folks. You heard Jude Rocha. Or maybe he'll edit his own voice.
I was
going to say, sana sa manya.
The world won't really know your true colors, but we do. Sorry. Just kidding. We love you so much. Don't leave us. This is the Eavesdrop Podcast. We're professionals. We're back for another episode. My name's Francesca. You have Delamar, Jelly, and Jude Rocha. The gang's all here. Hello. Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
Sana talaga isama ni Jude yun, yung part na yun.
Nagpo-podcast pa rin.
Parang ayaw mo.
Two straight weeks. Will we do a third straight one?
How great is that?
Jude, alam mo talaga, hindi ko talaga mabasa si Jude.
Bakit?
Kasi pag nag-record every week, parang ayaw niya. Pagka naman may space, ayaw pa rin
niya. Actually, gusto niya yun. Nagkukunwari lang ayaw niya. Pero mas gusto, di ba nga, once a month. Oh, this is our episode na for November, ha? Gulat siya. Today, meron.
Meron. Na, sabi ko, pwede akong humindi dito kasi wala namang hard yes. Tama ba? Or
Well, we were gonna record. We were gonna record and then you popped into the room. So we said, oh, even better.
No, even
the universe works.
Yeah, I'm glad na we pushed through. Even Jelly got off.
Get out of bed.
Oo, kasi ang hinihintay ko si Jelly. Eh, di ba sabi ko nga yung sikreto natin, si Jelly ang...
Tulog. Pala ako yung may kasalanan kung walang recording.
True. True.
Jelly, we have decided.
So now...
You have decided on the chat group that I'm not a part of? Ano to?
I guess. Baka ay, nag-usap yung dalawa, hindi, Jelly. Ay. Yun lang ang sinasabi ko.
Ah. Wala ako doon.
Though it was nice because Del and I had nice catch-up.
Meron silang
so.
Chat group na Los Angeles.
Wow. Ay, may issue.
May issue.
Also, it's the 1 year anniversary of that trip.
Oh, yes.
Has it been a year?
Oh, is
it? Has
it
been a year?
Yeah.
What?
It has been a year.
I thought it was just 6 months
this
ago.
First time.
I know, right? Crazy.
No, because I remember we went to Disneyland first.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that trip, like, it's been a year. Right? It's crazy. Uh-oh.
Crazy. Oh, well. Time flies.
I had the most recent one in my mind when you were in the garden of...
Oh, I love that too. That was...
Oh, yeah.
Evil.
I know.
It's peaceful.
Wala nang good. Ano lang, diretsong evil.
No evil. No good.
Grabe ko naman. We're the most, ano. Wala, I can't. Oh,
hindi ko mapipicture yun.
Hindi mo kaya
yung
ituloy.
Yung ano mo.
Wag na. It's too much trouble to lie.
Exactly.
It takes too much effort. And then I have to remember my lies.
See, that's why I was honest during that interview.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. Though, oh, yeah. You know, honesty will not serve you well. In,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh,
yes. I mean, it's not black and white, so...
Huling-huli one time si Rode. So, Juliana was lying about something really trivial. And then I was telling her, Baba, do your best to always tell the truth at all times, even if you think you're going to get into trouble. Tapos Rode goes, Baba, I know it's really easy to lie.
Ganun siya.
At seryoso siya. So I go, no, Dada, actually, it's more difficult to lie because then you have to remember your lie and your excuses, and then you have to make up, you have to make other lies just to cover that one lie. It's more difficult, si Roda. Biglang, ay, oo nga pala, mas mahirap. Nabisto na. Busted. Ay, nako, this man. But so at least now with Juliana, she understands that, yeah, that makes sense. Because if you do lie, you have to cover it up with another lie and you have to remember all of these lies.
I think that goes with big lies. You know, I mean, we got to teach our children. Because like I had to teach David how we have to say this just to kind of navigate the situation. Sometimes you have yes. to say little yes. things.
You don't want to.
You don't.
But.
I mean, so that you won't maybe hurt other people's feelings, or you kind of just, I don't know. I can't articulate it. Like sometimes you have to.
Yeah, but how yeah, do you explain that to a kid?
Yun, yeah, I did. I actually, I don't know. I said we have to navigate the situation, David. Just
because I really think there are moments where you really have to lie. There are moments you have to, okay. And people always get scared because it's like, oh no, you're going to the dark side. Let's say you were abducted by someone and you're being held against your will. And then they ask, so is anybody with you? Like, you know, if you're in a situation where you have to pretend like someone is coming to get you so that this person doesn't feel like she's all alone and I can do whatever I want with her.
Yeah.
Right. What are you going to do? This is when you should lie.
Yeah.
So but your question is, how do we tell our kids when to do it? Because seemingly, if you say that to them, then they might use that same logic against you.
Yeah.
To avoid punishment, to avoid taking responsibility. Sa akin, go ahead, because they did say that lying is actually a sign of intelligence in children. There's so much more working in the brain if you're choosing to lie. We're not saying it's good or bad.
Right.
But you're avoiding getting yourself in trouble. Right?
Yeah.
And second, for you to subvert what you know is true takes a mental, I mean, it's a mental acrobatics. It's just that it's easy for us to do because we lie so much. But I think it's telling our children that it's never black and white.
Yeah, never really.
There are moments when you really have to do the thing that everyone told you not to do.
True that. Yeah.
But that's something I've been having a problem with because I'm like, how do I explain this? Like, for example, when we're entering a village.
Okay.
And you just don't want to have to grab your bag, get an ID, and hand it to the gate, right? So we just go by. I give the guard a really nice smile. And I go, hi, kuya, resident. And then we go through. And here's my daughter right next to me. Mom, that's lying. I was yes, I know. But and then I'm like, okay, how do I explain this?
Well, okay. So, but with that, Gels, parang you should give your ID.
We give the ID in this small... Okay, so this is like a massive village. And then within the massive village, there are smaller villages.
Right.
So
right.
I do give my ID in the smaller village that we go into. I think people will already have an idea which village I'm talking about.
Know. Yeah, I know that. Also,
no, it's not. It's not.
Because BF is like that. They're anal.
So this one is a really massive village with just one gate. Okay, so that will tell you already which one it is. Okay, so tons of villages within that one village. So I just say to the main gate that I'm a resident. Once I'm in, it's the smaller villages that I give my ID because that's where I'm really going. But like the main gate, I don't, because they're not going to know anyways. There are too many villages inside. So I lie at the main gate and then I'm honest in the real gate.
But don't they just get it at the main gate so you don't have to give
they
it
give
to
you
the
something else?
No, they give you something else.
But they don't. They don't.
If you leave your drivers, they have to give you something pangtubos.
Well, what they do is, yeah, they will give you at the main gate, but then when you go to the smaller village, they will ask for an ID again.
Another ID?
Yes.
That's stupid. Okay, Butin.
So that's why I'm just...
That's a stupid rule. That's why you lie.
Sorry.
Yung kina,
that's why you lie.
Plus, with the size of that village, parang will the guards even get in touch with the main gate? O sino to? Sobrang laki talaga.
Yeah.
So I just let them know where I'm going once I'm in the real village.
See, that's the Philippines for you in a microcosm.
Right?
True.
It is. Sometimes they're different, though. Sometimes they don't get the ID. They just get the details.
Sometimes there's just useless challenges and barricades that you don't really need.
Yeah.
But there's some villages that just take your photo now. They like put your ID.
They don't get the ID anymore.
In front of a CCTV cam. Para nandiyan
na siya. Para alam.
Boom. That's it.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, even like the simple act of like checking your bag before you enter a mall. It's the most stupid thing, right?
Oh my God.
So it really is, because are you really checking?
I know.
Are these really the people who would? So you have to tell Juliana.
Oh my God.
The reason why they do this is for insurance purposes.
Is it?
But it all started when there was this thing. There was an explosion in Glorieta, one of the Glorietas.
Yes.
And then immediately after that, everyone started checking the underside of your car. Do you remember that?
Started. Yes, and it's still here. Wait, so you're telling me it's just strictly for insurance? Like if they're not recorded,
to say that there are measures being done. Kumbaga, they've done everything to secure the place. So if somebody wanted to hurt the people there, it would have been, you know, extra effort.
So
I mean, the truth is, we don't want to tell our kids this because we never want them to lie to us.
Okay.
Because once you give them that power to determine when to lie and when not to lie, you know that this is the equivalent of when God ousted Adam and Eve, because, diba?
We're going that far back now.
Free will.
Well, it's the knowledge
your choice.
Of good.
Yeah.
Yes, it's
correct.
Your choice now. And it's that's why these stories matter. We just never talk about it. Sabi ko nga sana sa Philippine media, no? There are people who know tales and the meaning of them, so we can tell people this is why we talk about it. This is why it's in the Bible. Because once you know that you hold the power to what you do in this life, that's scary. That's scary shit.
Anxiety attack. What? It's all on me. It's my choice. Shit. I can't blame anybody else.
Yeah.
Ayaw nila. They want to blame other people.
So lying is, you know, lying.
Ooh, lying, you know, wait, just to go back to the whole bag thing, because that's something that I've been grappling with occasionally, because I sometimes get upset because like I'm holding so many things and they want to see my bag.
Yeah.
Because my rule of thumb is don't get upset na lang. Just open it. They're doing their job. And now maybe now with this perspective that they're doing it because of insurance and they have to, and it's not their choice, you know, the mall, to have this guy just look at my bag and literally not even look at it. just sticking.
Yeah, they're just sticking the thing in.
So I get so angry in my head, but I don't want to show David that because it's so, like, just do it, right? Like, because what's the point of being angry every time you step in a mall? Eh?
Because exactly.
I'm about to shop. You made me piss off, diba? But it's not fun.
I'll shop even more.
Exactly.
So, like, I really want to be, like, not. I really want to be, like, not upset when they ask me to open my bag. My
you know what the guards say? Mm. Because that happened, like, I would get annoyed din dati, especially since I walk into malls with lots of bags. Lalo na if the event is in a mall. Tapos you really have to put everything down just to, and you have a long line behind you. Mm. The guard, I was like, Kuya, kailangan nyo pa ba talagang tingnan? Ang dami-dami kong tala. Sagot ni Kuya, Ma'am, kasi nakikita po sa CCTV. That's why even if they don't really look at the contents of your bag, they have to look like they looked at it. Because yeah. they'll be called off on the CCTV.
You have to make so it. Now, have was, to make a show uh-uh. out of it. Yeah. Because it's part theater.
It is. Yeah.
To make you secure.
False
to make
sense.
Although, yeah, Philippines naman eh, or a lot of the urban areas. Mm-mm. Would you rather not have those guards at the entrance?
No.
Eh, ako not, gusto ko nandun diba, sila kasi nawawala pa ako eh. Sir, saan ba yung ATM dito? I'm at that point where I just ask someone, not figure it
Thank
out.
God. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's great.
So I just go straight to the guard and they would, if I can't find the concierge, and this is just even last night and, you know, in Glorieta Greenbelt, because that's still a maze to me.
Bago na, no?
Oo, iba eh. Sabi ko, ay, mayroon na pala. Iba na. Oo, ang ano, nangingiba pa rin ako. I'm still getting used to it. Naninibago.
Don't we have metal detectors? Aren't we going through a metal detector anyway also, you know?
Does yeah, in work? Hotels.
No, even in the mall. I mean, I'm walking through something.
If it's working. You're never assured that it's working. I mean, seriously, like if you were going to do anything, let's say some people are going to do something, the fact that we already know where they're going to look.
Oh, true.
gives those people like, okay, well, we'll not put it there where they check. We're just going to, but I mean, it doesn't
elsewhere.
Make sense.
Right. It doesn't make sense.
There must be a reason why they're spending this much money because those things cost money.
So. Yes.
Yeah. The lying.
Lying. Okay. Let's end on lighter fare.
Yes, something nicer.
Something nicer, which I like. We have a question on the latest episode, episode 206 on Spotify. I
don't the know relationships?
Guys... Yeah, no, but we asked, Jude asked them, Tom guts lang o hangry na?
Yung, no? Yeah, the Q&A. Q&A.
The Q&A.
May
sorry,
Q&A portion Q&A. Na tayo, guys. Huwag niyong, ano.
Wow, I love it.
Huwag niyong dead mahin yan kasi wala lang.
Wala.
Sayang effort.
They don't make it dead, ma. So we're gonna read through some, okay? So, Tom Goods lang o hungry na? Anong kinikrave natin these days? Eve's gang. Olga says, Ichiran ramen because it's cold already here in New Jersey. She says, thanks for greeting her. Del, it was heartwarming to see you again after two decades. Looking forward to visiting Utah someday. Let me go to the earlier one. Sorry. Mars Neri says, Sisigin halo halo. 30 Ooh. Is craving baked tahong with cheese. Bagol 1209. Listening from Cavite, and I'm craving Wendy's Caesar salad. Janelle is craving Korean and Japanese, pero I'm eating chocolate-flavored things. Okay. Leona Jane, maraming Pinoy foods, especially pinaksiw na galunggong, tapos pinirito ng pinirito ng malutong with garlicky sinigang. 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 I'll still keep going. Laugh. Go ahead. Puede din with longanisa or tocino on the side with tomatoes. Yum, 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 yum. That up. Are you going to read some, Jude? Or do you guys have it on your Spotify?
Oh, where'd you
stop? Or you want me to go? Okay, Leona G.
Basta Tagalog sa'yo.
Gagi.
For request ng listeners, yun ha, gusto nila that ano, Fran has Tagalog spiels every single episode.
I think so.
So pag Tagalog sa'yo na kaagad, automatic na yan.
Sinabi mo ba yung bibingkang abnoy? Ano ba yun?
Saan?
Sabi ko, ano ba itong...
Oh my
First
God,
of all,
there's such a thing?
Okay,
hindi,
what is
hindi
that?
Mo na pwedeng
what
sabihin yun ngayon.
Oh, 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 bad. Can't.
In this day and age, oh, you can't pero, say
oh,
that.
Oh,
ano na yung will, updated, ano niyan?
On the spectrum?
Well, they should call it something else if they want people to have this type of bibingka, lalo't magpapasko na.
Wait, I have a question. Is it really called that?
I don't know. That's maybe...
And what kind of bibingka
I've never, is that? I've never come across that.
Okay, so maybe...
Or what is a normal one?
I know. Sige.
Oh, baka niloloko mo lang kami dyan, ha? Kailangan ma-explanation pag ganyan.
Matasana. Matasana.
Right.
Mata.
Champorado.
Sana.
Oh, yan. Did you read that?
Boy, I love that.
See, hindi pa. Hindi bago.
Ikaw na yan. Tagalog yan eh.
Asan siya? Sandali.
Danilo. Danilo.
At Tommy Lee Jones. Champorado bilang malamig na dito. Bilang malamig na dito.
San ka ba?
Oo nga. Sino ba? Ito. Hungry na, sabi ni Adel. Craving for chips while listening to your episode dahil na-miss ko ang mga chikas.
Okay. Eh, sinabi niyo, di mag-ASMR ako.
Oh, sarap.
Ready? Are we ready for some?
Oh,
that looks so good.
Okay.
Can you send some over?
Go, go, go. ASMR.
I have so many things to.
Send some over, please.
I might actually just bring it to you.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Hand delivered,
huh? Oh, hand delivered. Are you ready for the crunch?
Tarap. Crunchy, crunchy.
Naririnig niyo ba?
Oh, maririnig pero mabilis na nawala eh.
I-echo yan natin. Delma.
Jude, ha? Grabe yung echo last episode. Sana man lang nag-ano ko, nag-vocalize.
Diba, may reverb, parang, may ano, reverb.
Ano, inosente. Parang, nawawala po ako. Ako isang batang...
I sounded like, alam mo yung si Ariel dun sa cavern niya?
Yes.
Diba? Oh no, where did you go? Pilingera. Anyway.
Oh, sino pa ba? Sashimi, chocolate, 191, all you can eat hot pot from KMC, ensaymada and oranges. That's a strange combo. Arkemi, PH. Si Julian, craving fried pork chop and fried talong with toyo manse.
Read the first part, dude.
Read the, okay. Sometimes loneliness is a choice. Kahit may partner ka. Jude, I felt this, huh? Wow.
Quote. It was a Jude quote.
Right. We're just here.
Okay.
Crispy pata.
Really good laksa. Laksa. Oh, sarap.
Laksa. Where's, where can we have that?
Si Katrina BT.
Aside from SJ, SG.
Nanyang.
Nanyang.
Nanyang has laksa, seafood laksa.
Oh.
Nanyang business? Sorry.
Lechon from Cat.
Which I just bought. I bought some lechon from Cebu.
Uy, sarap.
Oh my gosh, ang sarap. Diba they just have that at the airport?
Yes.
So you can
yes.
buy half a kilo or 1 kilo.
Yun. Ano yung brand
so dun?
Is it
Cebu. Ricos?
No.
The one at the airport now, it's called Litos?
It's
Litos
good,
Lechon something.
Okay.
I want lechon.
Eh, come here. Bilis.
Chonle.
No, when I you bring us those chips, Del, we'll give you lechon. We'll bring you lechon.
The tables have turned. The podcasters now want to listen to you.
Tell us your thoughts in the survey for a chance to win a cash prize. Be honest, huh?
Answer the survey on our website, surveypilipinas.org.
And you're automatically part of the raffle.
for a chance to win 5,000 pesos in cash?
Make sure to complete the survey for your entry to be qualified.
We're excited to get your feedback. We are listening.
Just go to www.surveypilipinas.org at baka ikaw na ang next winner.
Kamo-kamo si Paraluma.
Hello! We're here! What did we get ourselves into?
Ayan, now I feel it. Feel like a VJ.
It lives on, guys.
Right? Back to our roots?
No, we had a feeling that this was going to happen, right?
Yes. So welcome to Eavesdrop Radio.
Eavesdrop Radio.
Well, go right ahead and look for some more.
Exciting.
Nasa isip ko, I found a butcher that can deliver a suckling pig to your doorstep.
No kidding. Stop.
Yeah. And yeah, and then I can prepare it. I know. Like, I can. And then it's so small, it'll fit into my oven.
Oh,
and it could be
G.
The centerpiece of Thanksgiving.
Oh, my
or
God.
Christmas.
Do it, Jill. Do it.
Yeah, spring them.
Oh, my God.
No.
Spring them. What do you call it? A roast pork style?
No, like cochinillo. Like that.
On your
cochinillo.
Oven.
Okay. Cochinillo. Yes,
dude,
cochinillo.
Yeah, price. Show the white people how it's done. Baka mamaya maano sila. Ay, small piggy! Wow.
And then yeah, you're going to get business mo, Chandel. I know, right? Kasi I remember the first Christmas we had spent in our house in Acacia Estates before. So, ay, syempre, ano ako, feeling first time housewife. Ano, sabi ko, oh my God, talaga, bibili ako ng cochinillo. So, I bought cochinillo from this, he's well known. So we bring it to the house and it's the centerpiece. So I'm like, I'm so waiting for my husband to say, job well done. But he stands over the roasted pork, right? He looks over and he goes, I don't know. I don't want to eat something that's staring back at me.
Did he try it? Eventually?
Did he try it?
He just couldn't. It's like he just, he will try it, but there won't be any satisfaction.
Yeah. So will
because
you?
Because they're just.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Because remember, when they eat chicken, when you buy chicken in the US, it's already packed. It's not like you and I go to the market. We see the actual chicken like whole. Sometimes with feathers, sometimes like kita mo yung ali, they're dressing the chicken, which is ironic because you're undressing the chicken by taking out the feathers. So to them, it's such a weird, like they're so far removed from how people eat meat. It's so wild. Hindi siya na-impress.
So, but even if he tried it, like he didn't like the taste. He could enjoy it because it was splayed out like that. So it reminds me of a cute story of Scarlett Snowbello. It was when she was baby pa, and there was a video that was made baby, small baby pig, cochinillo, and she cried when she saw it.
Diba?
So cute. I mean, because, you know, she's a child. But I mean, so if you make this Dell, will you slice it up and not show them the cook?
Oh, no, I'm gonna show them.
Yeah, do it. Show them.
Kasi ito yung happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, for making me cook all these years, the non-American. But wait, I have a question. they live in Utah, isn't it? They farm and stuff. I mean, aren't they used to that? Like, no?
No. These people are... This is a very posh neighborhood. This is what I found out, okay?
Okay.
I mean, also there are some homesteaders, like hardcore. They do everything in the house, in the farm, in
right.
Maraming ganun dito. But I mean, a lot of people don't
are
know
not,
what
no.
They don't. It's like, what? Mm-mm. So I'm thinking, maybe cochinillo.
Saya nun, man. Do it.
I know, right?
Anyway,
yun lang.
Okay.
But also, I promise, pag umuwi ako, I promised Fran that I will bake bread for her.
Yes.
I've been wanting to bake for Fran. Kasi kita ko yung kitchen niya. Ang laki ng espasyo dito.
Oo.
Diba?
Dadating na lang kami ni Jude makikikain sa mga pin-repair
models.
Yes.
Yes. I was like, oh, do I want to have a Thanksgiving
dinner? Bakit nasabi mo pangalan ko?
Nandiyan pa ba yung oven nyo, Monica? Yung malaki?
Yeah, it's the red there. One.
Yeah, the red one. So, yeah, have at it.
But I think I'm going to downsize. It's huge, but I don't know. It's kind of big. I want to restructure my kitchen. I made crab rangoon the other day. So proud of myself. Only because I'm proud that I hate frying. But I hate it. I hate it. It's my hatest.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't come out well when I do it. But... Like, it's already crispy outside, but it's raw inside. You know, and that's what happened. Guys, do you feel me out there? You know, because
I feel you.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You. I feel you.
But this time, well, maybe because they were just wonton and cream cheese, and I have this like fryer that I never really got to use. Because for some reason, I think using all that oil is wasteful.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
For
it
like
is.
Small batches. But then that's how you have to cook it. I mean, there's no other way around it. If you want it nicely golden, crisp, and whatever, you have to use that much oil. So, tuloy, ang daming batches ng crab rangoon dito sa bahay kasi. I was like, sayang yung oil. I gotta make more.
Alam mo, kaya tumataba ang mga tao eh. Yan yung reasoning nila. Parang alam mo yung meme na, diba, kailangan winaway niya yung pagkain niya. So ginagawa niya, kinakain niya yung bawat isa. Halimbawa,
zero lang siya.
30 grams. 30 grams of whatever. So binabawasan niya, tapos dinadagdagan niya, tapos kapun, ay, sumobra. So, I mean, that's it. That's why. So, that's how you get, you know, really... healthy.
Oh, God, just go. Anyway.
cooking. I don't know if this is a good topic.
Okay, go.
Do
it.
There
do
I
it.
Go again.
Do
I
it.
Went trawling on the internet. Ang preamble ko kasi ganito. I know the evils of the internet, but sometimes, no, actually a lot of times, there's so much good that you can find.
Yeah.
So maybe... this is an account. I don't know if this is a guy, a girl, Filipino, non-Filipino, who knows? It's very hard. But the name of the account is 8:46 a.m. So this person leaves this carousel of a post and it says, it's a picture of like a dark road and it just says, come, C-O-M-E. Mind off the gutter. Okay, second slide goes, leave a message for someone without mentioning their name. And oh my God, can I just read some of them?
Yes, yes.
The comment section's always lots of fun.
My gosh, as in ang dami. Okay, this one, pinned by the account owner. What changed you? All of a sudden, it was just a week ago we were laughing and we were having genuine talk. Did I do something wrong?
Oh.
Oh my God.
What else? Eto. What are the other juicy ones?
Okay, this one. I hope to see you again in our next life. Okay lang. Ito. I wish it turned out different.
And this one is kind of, I don't know what you make of it. Hey, just wanted to say that I'm sad I can't be part of this chapter in your life. My heart breaks knowing for the first time in our lives, we can't just say hi and check in on one another. We were friends before we were anything else, and that friendship was so long lasting. Losing your friendship hurt more than losing you as a potential partner in life, because we could have been friends for life. I hope you're happy, truly. Oh my God. Who are these people?
Oh, that last comment, Del, I feel like if she actually sent that to the person, if he or she sent that to the person it's meant for, you know, things may turn out differently. Because that sounded like such a beautiful message.
Mm-mm. Maybe if enough time has passed, because we don't know what what caused the rift about
this one. Are they commenting with their own IG handle?
Yeah.
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 Oh.
They are. So this one is nice. I wish you stayed, but can't blame you though. We're both hurting each other. So yeah, still hoping the best for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can read this. I don't think so. It involves the N word.
Oh no.
But it says, damn, I hate that.
Yun yung gusto niya sabihin.
Okay. This one is kind of, I don't know. I hate you with all my guts. I didn't do anything wrong for you to stop talking to me. Why was I the only one from the group that you literally erased their existence from your life? And why do I still have our chat saved? Why do I still smile unconsciously when I see something related to you, like a Good Omens fan art or a South Park edit? In the end, I know that I wasn't the bad friend. It was you all this time. You played with my feelings and tossed me off when you felt like it. I will never forget what you did to me, but I'm so stupid that I know for sure that if you tell me to go back to being friends, I would say yes.
Oh my God.
These are so hard mouths.
And how brave, because they are posting with their IG handle. I mean, they're putting it out there. It could be found.
It could be found
by the person.
Because if you're friends, most likely you're going to gravitate towards the same things.
It will show up in their algorithm.
Interesting.
Yeah. I love you no matter how far we grow apart.
Aww.
That's cute.
These are real.
These are so real, guys.
Sige, check nyo na lang yung sinabi ko doon.
Wait, leave
a message for someone without mentioning their name.
Ay, wait lang, hanapin ko na to.
Nag-post ka ba talaga?
Hindi. 1,360 comments, Jellies. Really?
Ay, nakodel. Kasi, when you click on it, usually sa top, the people that you know.
Yeah, you're right. And then, I didn't leave anything.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Hindi, may burner.
Excited pa naman ako.
May burner account ako.
Call me Jelly, not Del. That's my
handle.
But it was liked by Delamar Arias.
Yeah.
Sure ka wala ka talagang comment dito, Del?
Wala. You know why?
Why?
Because if I got something to say to you, I'll say it to your face.
There you go.
Or, you don't even take space in my mind anymore.
No.
Ooh.
I like this. Oh, I like this, Del.
Diba? Oh, it took me a while, but you know.
Oh my gosh, ang hahaba ng sagot ng mga tao, ha? Nobela.
That's such a great, I mean, I feel...
Question.
A great question and a nice sounding board, because it is, there's
when
no
just
names.
Wanna let it out. Yeah.
Just wanna let it out. So that's great.
Like in the great void that we think that the internet is, but people will find it. And then maybe if this person you grew apart from finds it for some reason, and then he or she is ready to listen.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a great plot of a rom-com.
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
Speaking of movies, I just watched a nice funny one with Awkwafina and Sandra Oh. It's called Quiz Lady. It's on Hulu, I think. I think it's on a streaming platform.
Oh no, I don't have
Quiz
Hulu.
Lady. It's quite funny. It's light. It's produced by Will Ferrell. I wasn't sure where it was going to go when I started watching it, but the end was very nice. So if you have nothing else to do, watch Quiz Lady.
How about Lessons in Chemistry? Have you started watching that?
Brie Larson?
Yeah.
Not yet. That's on my list.
Ano ba siya? Apple TV, I think.
Yes.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. For sure.
Looks good. Morning show. Have you guys?
I tried.
I know I've suggested this. Ayaw mo.
Maybe too much Jen Aniston in it. yeah, but season two, I stopped somewhere there. It got overtaken by some Korean novella that I finished.
Okay. Whoa, which one? I want to know.
That is a lie.
I want to know.
Choo chair. Please.
No, I was just making
Why it do up. You deprive us
Why
of...
Why would I watch a Korean novella?
We were all excited
oh my God,
that you
Jude.
Did.
Akala ko naman to.
How could you play with our hearts this way?
Yun yung you tema natin, di ba? How to lie.
Kakainis.
ang tawag
Oy, ang galing tinatay-in ni Jude.
He brought it back.
My mom, when I was growing up, would say, uwata na lang. So, lokoy mo na lang.
What does that mean?
Uwata.
Uwata. What's that?
Lokohin mo na lang. When you're a kid, you just try some misdirection or...
No, but what language is that?
Instead of... not a straight-faced lie, but try to lead them somewhere else.
Yeah.
Lokohin mo na lang.
But what's that word? Is it Tagalog?
Distract them.
Iuwat.
Iuwat.
Is it Tagalog?
No, it's Visaya.
Oh.
Ah, Iuwat. That's why.
I haven't Iuwat heard that. Well.
Iuwat. I like that word.
Uwat. Uwata. Well, I might could have heard it wrong, but.
I like that word.
So yun yung style niya.
I like that. Up. That's easier to explain. Trick them.
Nako.
Trick them.
Trick them. Yeah, there you go. That's
delicado yan with my son.
Are you tricking us, Jude?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
I know. Now look at my face.
This is a whole the trickster Loki.
Oh my gosh,
Loki's another one. Loki, hello. Loki.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's weird.
Season two is weird, but I love it. You know, I like weird stuff. Our Flag Means Death is also very funny. Taika.
Reservation Dogs also finished their series.
Did you? That's what I wanted to say. Ask you, Jude, specifically.
It, yeah.
Yes.
I watched it. Wait, is there a season two?
Yeah.
Reservation Dogs?
Hanggang, four ba, Monica?
Four.
Oh, keep the kids. Going.
Okay.
The kids.
Watch
yeah.
it. Oh. Yes.
I watched the first season.
They finished another series. So
They
wrapped it up and it's so beautiful. It's just, my top.
I like this.
Show of like.
Okay, yeah, okay.
They stuck that, the landing.
Diba? Ang ganda.
They wrapped it up in a neat little bow.
He also tells very different stories. It's so heartfelt. It's just so, it's not Hollywood. It's not the usual Hollywood way of telling stories. Mm-mm. I like it. I'd like to recommend, I don't know if it's there or not in the Philippines, on Netflix, Life on Our Planet. It's produced by Steven Spielberg.
It's already on Netflix here.
It's unbelievable. It's amazing. Like, it's really kind of something. So just check it out. It's like a, I'm going to say this. Kasi naalala ko, we had an episode a long time ago. Jelly was voicing something about, you know, trying to be environmentally aware and to do our part in it. And then you were talking about, this was during the pandemic na, parang, ano pa bang gagawin mo? Parang every choice you make, you find out somehow that it's bad for the planet. Like, what are we left with? Even if we wanted to,
yeah.
What are we supposed to do? So anyway, just coming off from that clip in our past episode, if you watch Life on Our Planet, I think that's the title.
Yeah, it's correct. Life on Our Planet.
You see the Earth with we are already, the dinosaurs were the fifth mass extinction. And in every mass extinction, only 1% of all living things would survive. Mm. Kind of puts things into perspective. Now, I'm not saying don't be environmentally aware, but it's kind of good to know that the planet is ever changing. Right. Yes, the changing that's happening is largely due to us, not natural stuff. But I don't know, baka if in the watching of it, you find some kind of comfort. Kasi ako parang yun ang sabi ko, okay, this is not the only catastrophic thing that's happened to the Earth. Kasi feeling ko, humans are the worst ones. As it turns out, no. Fucking planktons brought the planet to the brink. Like, think the planet wasn't blue. There was so much plankton on the ocean that it was green and yellow. Can you believe that? And what it did was it kept breathing all the oxygen in the ocean. That's why almost all of the living things died. They suffocated.
Oh.
Isn't this amazing?
Interesting.
It's so interesting.
I'll watch this
words pa lang yan. Tapos, lagyan nyo pa ng mga beautiful pictures. And then, Morgan Freeman narrates it. So,
the voice.
Like, oh, the voice.
Si God mismo. Document. Si Almighty. Si God.
That's right. There's so many documentaries out. There's a documentary of, obviously, David Beckham. There's a documentary Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Sly.
There's one for, Millie
Vanilli. Isn't there one? Yeah, really? Yeah, the story. Yes, the story. Their side of the story.
Yeah.
But there's one coming out yet that on Harrison Ford.
Oh, I'll watch that.
On Disney. Yeah, and it's like George Lucas and what's his name? George Lucas and Steven Spielberg talking to what it was like to pluck Harrison Ford out of anonymity.
Wow.
So I want to watch it. I haven't, but I just saw the Rotten Tomatoes post that it's apparently going to be released on Disney. So check it out if you're a big Harrison Ford fan.
Oh, yeah. He was in Shrinking, which also was recommended by Monica. And that was funny.
Yes, I love that. I love that.
That's a good one. I hope there's another season.
Morning Glory. Have you guys seen Morning Glory?
No, what's that? He did that with,
it was like a couple of years back, I think pre-pandemic. It's him. Rachel McAdam, the girl in The Notebook. Mm-hmm. And I forget who the leading lady is, the girl. But so he is a morning show host.
Oh, yeah.
A journalist.
Cranky.
Yeah,
right.
That's yeah, it. Yeah, yeah, that's
movie
it.
Movie yun,
yeah.
Diba?
Morning
movie.
Glory. It's a movie.
And
it's a movie.
Rachel
Who's
was,
the girl, Jude?
I think it was Rachel McAdams, right? Was it up and coming?
She's the producer.
Okay.
She's the producer who got him back on TV. But diba may other, the co-host, parang boy
it.
And girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was a cranky old guy,
that.
Which is...
I like Harrison Ford, cranky.
Cranky. Yeah. Cranky. Yung sa 18... Ay, ano bang series yon? Yung kay Yellowstone. He was also in a Western with
Helen
Mirren.
1923.
1923
by 1923.
Galing.
It's galing din. Grabe siya. I have a crush on him.
There's a new movie. I just saw the trailer. Annette Bening and Jodie Foster.
And Jodie Foster.
Wow, wow. I mean, I don't even know what it's about, but I mean, those two powerhouses. And I like it because they look old now. I mean, you know.
They look their
there's
age.
No makeup
they aged.
Yeah.
Your age. And it's based on a true story. Those are real
a
characters.
A swimmer, she swam swimmer. Something. There's a record that she wanted to break.
If I'm not mistaken, and then, so in one of the scenes where Annette Bening is in the water and she's been in the water for so long, if you see a shot, they explain that yung buong face niya, they put prosthetics to make it look like she was swollen because she had been in the water too long. And then they were talking about she had to act through it.
Wow.
Prosthetics here. And then, but you have to act with your face.
Yeah.
She still did it. It's like, grabe naman to. Yeah.
You don't see Annette Bening
anymore.
I forgot
about the cinemas.
Yeah. You don't see her anymore, no? Not often.
Is that coming out in the cinemas, that movie?
I think, probably. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Dune is coming out in March.
Excited.
They moved it back.
Miss Dune. How many times? Uh-oh. How many times have you watched it now?
Siguro by this 30 time. 30-something. Oh, hanggang lumabas yung bago, Monica, tuloy-tuloy pa rin yung screening niya.
Okay. Parang that's the only way eh.
Habang naglilinis ng bahay na sa background lang siya, tapos titingin na lang pag favorite scene na.
Pagkaayo kumain ng mga anak ko, kung bukuha ako ng karayom.
Grabe!
Tapos alagay ko sa no, this is the gum jaba.
Jodie Foster is also in the True Detective installment.
Say, yes! So, yes.
The Jodie Return. Uh-oh. I know you guys are not into anime, but Attack on Titan is coming out with the fourth and final like leg of the show, of the manga. And this one particularly, I didn't want David to watch it because I had heard it was very violent, which it is. It's a little gory. But the whole storyline of this is how humanity keeps making the wrong choices, right? So you're like, you have these giants that are made, pala. And they try to wipe out humanity. But then you don't understand that outside this little island where the giants are attacking, there's another island outside in the world that, you know, are controlling them. And anyway, the basic, I don't want to, you know, I'm sure people out there listen to watch Attack on Titan, but there's like this common thread of how humanity sometimes fails us. And then there's like this huge reset, you know, or something catastrophic that happens because of the lack of humanity.
See, I know Godzilla
people.
Came out.
Wait, there's a new one. Sorry, I'm excited.
There's a lot of movies.
There's a lot of movies. There's a new Godzilla in a Japanese
movie. Yeah, there's
Godzilla
always a different type
minus
of...
one. Hey, sorry, did you lag?
Oh, everybody lagged. I don't know if it was on my end or, yeah. I think it was
lag and time.
Dapat sabay-sabay tayo. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Am I alone again?
Ganun yung drama.
Oo. Gusto, nang biglang narinig ko yung boses ko na may echo. This is where I'm most comfortable.
Please, not again. Not this again.
Dang nabbit, I woke up to this life again where I'm all alone.
I don't want to go back.
Ay, nako. Ayoko na. No, there's no going back. There's only forward. Meron akong kasalanan kay Jude ngayon because I don't want to lie. So the,
what
in an
out.
Act of, I know, in an act of, to be completely open, not honest, but open, I did not play, I did not start to record.
Oh no! Gosh!
Up until now?
No, I think we were something like, okay. I know, kill me, Jude, kill
sabi
me.
Sabi sa'yo, dapat di tayo natuloy don't... today eh. Ayaw naman palang i-record eh. Dapat nagkuntuhan na lang tayo.
No, it was something like maybe 10 minutes in and then I pressed it. You remember when I was doing this? I was like, oh my God, I got to keep my head here because Jude will just cut this off if he had the chance.
Wait, I have a question. So, but then you pressed record, right?
It's running.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so I have
yes,
a question.
Yes, I did.
How long has it been in your head that you wanted to tell Jude that you didn't press record?
Probably
40 minutes now.
Yeah, around 40
minutes.
40 minutes.
10 minutes okay. And she realized it.
No, Monica, what exactly are you insinuating here? No, I was chumichampo kasi ako because sabihin ko kanya,
Jude. Hindi, halata sa face model. Kasi sa akin, pag may ganun akong kabulastugan, Jude knows right away. He's like, oh, Jelly, what happened? Anong ginawa mo? Kasi kita ka agad.
Oh, no.
So yung hindi pa namin nahalata.
Is a sign of intelligence.
But that's why I said that. To cover up for this. You just don't know. I pre-plan all my lies. Eh. It's already in, ano, I keep track of my lies. So I know exactly what I said to Jude. Shut.
Since so wala sorry. Na akong pahina 29. Sa notebook ko, ikaw na mag-notes, ha?
Mon, remember, tatapatan mo, diba? Tatapatan mo ng notebook.
That's right. But any notebook you want, man.
And however many she's got you.
Sandali, anong gusto ni Jude? Anong gusto niyang anong brand yan? Anong bang brand?
If you must know, it's yan, Rolban. It's Japanese.
Yan.
Delphonics yung makes
maganda,
it.
Yung maganda. May... Meron ba sa national?
Malam, I think they...
Saan namibili yan, Jude?
I think National had a... This other store that was specializing in pens. It's no longer around, I think.
Art Bar.
But no, before Art Bar. Art Bar. There was one in Podium and... Anyway.
That's where you got it.
No, no, no. This one that we used up is from a trip from Japan. Pa. So...
To Japan.
But I did stock up. I did stock up from Hong Kong. So
you
I,
did.
Now I just have to decide if yung manipis yung gagamitin ko, yung makapal.
Yung pinakamakapal, Jude. Yung pinakamakapal na kinuha mo, yun yung gamitin mo for your yung notes for the eaves.
And then, tsaka para bagay dun sa mga hosts. Makapal
mukha.
Indeed. So, sana sasabihin ko, Jude, ito na lang, ganitong notebook. Kasi bago kong ano, it's like, ano siya, it's
Pangs
like, I don't know if you guys like it.
There's lines yung, it's, or no it's, lines?
No, no
it's
lines, it's dotted.
Oh,
yeah, that's
no,
what I
it's
use.
Not a graph.
The dot grid.
You
dot it. I love it.
I prefer
yeah,
the grid.
Yeah, I love it.
Noted.
Yeah. Sabi ko, I prefer it too. Tell me why you prefer it. I just want to check if pareho tayo na reason.
Hi, Eve's gang.
Why do you prefer it though?
Why do
oh,
you
me?
Prefer
oh,
the
you're
grid?
Asking, oh, sorry,
the,
nag-lag
yeah.
kasi.
Yeah. He's not listening.
Ewan ko, mas ano lang. Tsaka yellow dapat. Yung ano.
Mon, are you taking down notes? Note it all down. Sorry. The brand, grid type, yellow.
Ano yellow?
Yung pahina.
Ano yung dots?
Yung
ako rin, yellow siya. It's really
page
yellow.
Page is yellow?
Yeah.
It's yellow. It's the yellowish.
Is that your back?
It's not.
Is that your backwards writing? No. Okay.
Hindi, kasi sabi ko, ay nako, I'm gonna write my deepest thoughts that I don't want anyone to know. So sabi ko, sulat ako na sulat, diba? Oh. Yung pala yung cover.
Clear.
Clear.
Ayan. Kita din.
Tatanga-tanga. Okay.
Kita din yung secrets. It's all right.
See? So kahit nag-lie siya, hindi siya matalino.
Man, take small comfort that I always do check if I'm recording. I just did that. Sabi ko, nakapag-press record pa ako. So there's always that fear, Delamar.
Pala. Jude, no, I thought you were going to say, take small comfort that I always... lie to you guys.
Oh.
What?
Hindi lie.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that it didn't. I remember pressing it. And may I just say, naka-apat na taon na tayo, ngayon pa lang ako nakakalimot.
Oo nga.
True.
Hi.
Then, it's nangyari okay, na, nangyari na rin. It's in
ay,
one of those.
Bilangan, ganon?
Sinabi ko bang ikaw?
Umamin na ako kanina.
Ay, nako, just me.
So it happens.
Okay,
that's why
fine.
We have to run our, ano, our checks.
Our
even
check.
If it's and we boring.
We have our backup also. We have backup. Mm-mm.
But guys, you but know, guys. We were back. As we promised.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, when you said you wanted more of us, how could we even say no?
Diba?
Oh, how can we say no, guys? How? Tell us. Your wishes are command. So, are we gonna close? Parang gusto ko na kasi gusto ko na malaman ko ano yung chika ni Jude.
Wala.
Go, close na, Del. Close na.
Yeah, we're good.
I'm so interested.
Go.
We're good?
Yes. Oh, sige. Hold on. It's gonna be from the internet again.
Okay. I'm closing.
Ito ang bago kong style. Ito ang bago kong style. If it's meant to be, it will be. You won't have to force, convince, or worry over it. Let it flow, let it be, and let it come to you. You're attracting everything you need. Trust the timing of your life. That is courtesy of the Be Happy Project on Instagram. And just like that, this episode, episode 207, was meant to be, and it is. All you have to do is listen and enjoy for the eavesdrop. This is Del, along with Monica Francesca, the beautiful Jelly Victor, the ever grumpy but much needed Jude Rocha. We'll see you guys next week on the eavesdrop. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.